WMFO in Medford.
Can the Beaver come out and play?
Lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you? You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
Mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs. Very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push
them
right to the edge.
Did you bring me a monkey?
Maybe the dingo ate your baby.
I know you like two things I like. Ooh. Chicken and chicks.
I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog, too.
Freak socks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
You weren't even born with the sense God gave the common dog.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Harmonious layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
know what you pinko, heavy metal weirdos do to motel rooms. Read all about it in the Star.
Do you want to touch my monkey?
Good evening and welcome to the Tears of the God sound collage. That's right. It's no ordinary radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies and TV shows and documentaries, political speeches, real world historical events, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music or other sounds that we broadcast here in this 8 to 10 p.m. time slot here on WMFO in Medford, yes. So this week, our theme is mammals. Songs about cats and rats and dogs and pigs and horses and walruses, beavers, bunnies and elephants. Gee, it sounds like I'm reading that dried fruits public service message, doesn't it? Yes, and then on top of that, we've got a double feature for you. Yes, not just one feature, but two featured artists. We've got multiple songs from the hair metal band Rat, and then songs about several mammals from the Beatles. Tonight's show is actually one of those that could have been either a Plastic Sushi or a Tears of the Gods, simultaneously matching the essential formula specifications of both of those. Because we got three Japanese bands for you in the mix, and we're also going reasonably wide in our genre jumping, going between classic rock and electronic rock and jazz and punk and funk, and of course like glam rock with Rat from the 80s and the 90s. I'm dedicating this show to longtime listener Paul Goodwin, who I know is a real Rat fan. Pre-COVID, he came in and he guest hosted. It's a great thing. So we started off the show, well, with some pitch bending of my standard intro. Loving that pitch bending. And then the Japanese 1960s group sounds band, the Spiders, with Monkey Dance. And then our featured artists, Rat, with Wanted Man. Backing me up right now is a humpback whale singing their song. And in the next set, well, I'm going to serve up some obscure Queen for you. A deep cut from their first album. And we're also going to be hearing from Nirvana and the Beatles. But before that, let's start the rest of your Friday night sound collage party with a Japanese pop duo that's achieved some degree of success here in the United States, albeit years ago, with their own animated series on the Cartoon Network. Here, with a song called Stray Cat's Fever, is Puffy AmiYumi.
WMFO in Medford.
Thank you. want chicken. I want liver. Meow mix, please deliver.
Hearing me.
Touch my monkey.
You know, it's no fun being a guinea pig. I mean, even the dictionary makes us guinea pigs just about synonymous with anything that gets experimented on. The irony is, because our bodies are different than you humans, We're really poor models for your biomedical research. In fact, that's true of the millions of animals you experiment on every year. Tons of drugs that passed animal testing have proved unsafe for humans, and tons of effective medications have been discovered without animal testing. What's more, billions of your tax dollars are wasted every year on unnecessary animal experimentation. So let's stop experimenting on dogs, cats, horses, monkeys, rabbits, pigs, and of course, us guinea pigs.
And don't forget us frogs. Classroom dissection is outdated too.
Well, what do you know? A talking frog. Anyway, to find out more, contact the National Anti-Vivisection Society at 800-888-6287 or navs.org.
You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform, non-commercial community radio. I'm your host, Edward Bukert, and this week our theme is mammals. Like the rather large whale we're listening to right now. The largest creatures ever to live on Earth. We started off this show that both strictly follows the rules of the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time sound collage, as well as this Tears of the Gods formula, with the Japanese duo Puffy AmiYumi, their song Stray Cats Fever. And then it was going back to Queen's first album, a deep cut, Great King Rat, followed by a song from one of many perfect Beatles albums, I Am the Walrus from the Magical Mystery Tour. And then we finished off the music in that set with Nirvana and Very Ape. And then paying the bills, as well as showing how much we care, and we do, with a public service message from the Anti-Vivisection Society. Guinea pig. Talking about stopping animal testing, because most of the time, it's not really necessary. Well, in the next set, we're going to have some more classic rock for you, and we're going to hear from our two featured artists again, and also some electronic beats from Apollo 440. Yeah, some Led Zeppelin is coming up, but first we're going to start off with another Japanese band. Here's the all-female trio of Shonen Knife, singing about Bear Up Bison.
Little dog too.
Hey!
my fill.
Always have clean shirts to play around.
teaching folks and nuts to eat the bacon.
One more time.
Can I put my clothes back on? My nipples are getting cold.
I never dreamed that any mere physical experience could be so stimulating.
He made a chump out of him. He made a fool out of him.
Well, but my point is, he didn't do it wrong. I mean, like, you're wrong.
We'll be right back.
My solos are my trademark.
On this episode of the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford, our theme is mammals. And right now, we're hearing the sounds of a mouse singing, an unknown mouse. Meanwhile, in that last set of music, we started off with the Japanese female trio Shonen Knife and Bear Up Bison from their Let's Knife album. And then a very live version of Led Zeppelin's Black Dog performed by the band in 1972 off of the perfect triple CD live album, How the West Was Won. The band was at its artistic and performing peak then. Not just my opinion. Jimmy Page, their guitarist and producer of that album there, yes. And then we followed that with one of our two featured artists, the Beatles, performing another one of their mammal songs, Piggies, from the White Album. And then it was Apollo 440, some rockin' electronic beats, song called Crazy Horse from their Getting High on Your Own Supply album. And we finished things off with our other featured band, Rat, You're in Love. So in the next set, we'll be hearing a little bit of cocktail mix style jazz. And we'll also be hearing from Captain Beefheart and just one song from Trout Mask Replica. He's a genius, of course, or not necessarily of course, but I accept he's a genius. But even on that Frank Zappa produced album, can't listen to the whole thing, but one song at a time, yeah, that'll do us. And we'll also be hearing from Green Day. But first, we're going to be hearing from a band. Every single song they made pretty much was a sound collage. It's like the British outfit Colorbox, who were active from in the 1980s and were very innovative with the stealing samples from various sources, such as we do here on our sound collages. But the difference is they got sued for it because they were making some money off of it and we're non-commercial. And they lost every single lawsuit. And that's unfortunate. But in any case, here is one of their incredible songs. Close your eyes. I love you. This is Hot Doggy by Colorbox.
What?
Yes, I and a minor technical difficulty, but here is Colorbox with Hot Doggy.